really, I have this broken up into two different sections. One is what our desires are for this family. And the second one would be what we see as our purpose, what we can do.
Hold that mic right up there. We want to hear you.
There you go. Our desires for this family is that God would be pleased to use us as a family to make much of him. That we would, as a family, would be available to be used by him. We feel very confident that growing up in this church that both Nathan and Isaiah will be children that will be taught God's word. However, false assurance is the most dangerous thing that can befall anyone, especially a child. So our hearts are that our boys, by God's grace, would repent and follow him, that they would realize the depravity of their hearts, and that instead of just a knowledge of God, that he would give them a genuine faith and trust in Christ that results in a following of Christ. Sarah and I also desire that we would wait patiently while God carries out his plan, and not to consider spiritual interest or spiritual knowledge as signs of regeneration, but wait for the true fruits of repentance. We desire that Isaiah and Nathan would be godly men and leaders, that they would passionately and boldly preach Christ to a lost world. Our desire is that our boys would love others by serving them and pointing them to Christ. We pray that our children would love Christ, demonstrate that love through obedience to him with a satisfaction and a joy that resides solely in Christ. To that end, we feel our purpose as parents is to, like John the Baptist, prepare the way for the Lord in their hearts by being diligent to demonstrate Christ to them, using the scriptures to teach, reproof, correct, and train our children, being purposeful in the way that we spend our resources, avoiding things that are good in favor of that which is excellent. But we also need so much more. We need your help. We have been blessed so much by the resources, by the body, the different hands, feet, toes, ears that God has put in our lives to help us in raising these two boys already. But we need further help. And we need that. We need much prayer and much help. And especially if you guys see anything in our lives that we need correction on, that we're not doing right, we ask that you would speak into our lives for that.